This year is followed by a rapid review. After the rapid review, there is the same daf from the previous cycle of Daf Yomi with a different ambience and different participants, which may interest you as a chazara or maybe actually the one you prefer hearing. We're holding a Masechet Avodah Zarah. Today's daf is Daf Mem, and we're on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, right at the two dots. So the next case we had in the Mishnah was Torich Eina Terufa. You're allowed to eat the Tarit, but not if it's chopped. Tana Rabbanan, Ezoi Torich Eina Terufa, Kol Shirosh V'Shidra Nikar. So what defines now non-terufa? Obviously they're cut. Is that you can tell the head and you can tell the backbone, the vertebrae. Vezer tzir sheyesh ba daga, what is considered to be the tzir that's mutter, that has a fish in it. Koshe kilvit achat or shtei kilviot shetotot bo. Remember, Rashi's approach to kilvit is that it itself is a dog tame. A dog tame that grows in the tzir of a dog tor. Rabbi Elchanan, most other Rishonim, Richard Ritva laughs a bit about Rashi's pshat. This is just not, it's against the seichel, it's against experience. So he says, on the contrary, it's a dug that is a simen of what the tzir is made out of, and that people can't be caught out on that without losing their nemonis, as we'll see later. It's similar to the idea of I myself was meleach, which we'll see later, and that therefore, on the contrary, the kilvit is a dug tahor, according to him. So either one or two kilviot, wait a minute, what do you mean one or two? Hashta kilvit achat amrit. If you say that one is shari, that one is mutter, so obviously shtei kilviot mi boyim, it's a better simon than one, two is better than one. Lokasha kan be ptuchot, kan be stumot. It depends what the situation is. If the chaviyot are ptuchot, Rashi learns, it's not enough that there should be one. Because since it's patuach, it could have fallen in. It's supposed to be godelba. So you need a better simen. Others learn just the opposite. Generally, you need two. If it's ptuchot, then it's like your goldfish. You always find one on the floor somewhere. So one of them flap out, and it's okay. Itma. Revuna Amar, when we said before, at the beginning of the Braisa, that Tarit Shena Trufa is Rosh Vishidra Nikar, says Revuna, you have to have Rosh Vishidra Nikar, both, not either or. Whereas Rav Nachman says, no, it's either or. In other words, if you find a piece that has a vertebra, or you find a head, either one of those is enough. Now, this gives rise to major, major machlokes in the Rishonim. The pashtus, which most Rishonim take this to mean, is that the dog, there's a difference between a dog that is tar and a dog that is tummy. Based on the Gemara that we had earlier about Bab Nahara, we're over there, we spoke about the fact that there's non-vertebrate fish that are the tmeim. So the many Rishonim assume that the Gemara is making a rule out of that. In other words, that Stam, a dog tamei, has a sharp head instead of a rounded head, and that Stam, a dog tamei, does not have vertebrae. It's an invert. The fact that, obviously, that's not true, in terms of biologically it's not true, is explained away by the Rush as in terms of where it's most often found. In other words, even though obviously they're not kosher fish, that look exactly like kosher fish, but not in the normal fishing zones that they had at that time, and that therefore the Gemara was going to be semich on it. And that's how they understand the sugya. Both the Rambam and the Ravid think that that's completely wrong, that there's no such thing as a simen of a dog tamei, or better yet, a simen of a dog tahor, that it should have a shidro, that it should have a wider type of head as opposed to a sharp head, which according to some Rishonim you could rely on even b'mokim that you don't have snapir v'kaskese. And the only reason that the Torah mentions snapir v'kaskese, those are the ones that are outside, so you can be makirit right away. The Gemara is going to ask in a moment about snapir v'kaskese. So, okay, that is a very extreme interpretation, but it seems to be the mivukash in the sugya. Many Rishonim hold that. The Rambam totally leaves out any such concept that there could be a simen of a dog tar, that it has a shidra in the shape of its head. No such halacha. And indeed, and the Ravid agrees 100%, in the Pirshei Mishnayos, he explains the sugya as follows. You're saying that we can be makir Rosh or Shidra. Does it not say, Masiv Revukva Barchama, how about the Mishnah, that Bidagim Koshi Yeshua Snapir V'Kaskeset, that the only thing you can rely on is fish and scales. You see how much it sounds as if the Gemara is asking that there's an alternative to fins and scales. So how come you told me that I can check the Rosh and the Shidra? Sounds like that's what it's saying. Om Rabaya, Kitanya Yi Biaravu Palmuda. There are two types of fish. We're over there, the Domu Rashayu L'Tmeim. Since their heads look very similar to a duck Tamei, so over there, those particular species you would need Snapir V'Kaskesin. I mean, this is a shocker, no? To read the Gemara like this is an absolute shock. Okay, what can I tell you? Most Rishonim learn this way. The Rambam does a very simple approach. We're not talking about simonim of the dog. We're talking about your ability to identify the species of the fish, that's all. Don't rely on your own identification if you don't have a piece of the head that you can see, together with an extension in the body that contains the vertebrae, that's all. Nothing to do with it. Aye, so what's the Mishnah? The Gemara is asking the Mishnah, doesn't the Mishnah say that you actually need the Snapir V'Kaskeset? That's what it seems to be saying. You cannot rely on the fact that you happen to be able to identify this species and you know that this species is kosher. The Mishnah is saying you have to be able to tell. Answers the Gemara, that's only in the rare circumstances that you can make a mistake in the identification of the species based on the other things that you would normally look at, because there happens to be another fish that is very similar, and that indeed is not kosher, because it doesn't have Snapir V'Kaskeset over there. You need to have the Snapir V'Kaskeset. Very straightforward. Rivet learns exactly the same way. The Gemara is not suddenly discovering a brand new simon for Dogim Kesheri. Lehalacha, by the way, unfortunately, we do take into consideration this simon. However, since there's all types of machloikas in what circumstances does somebody also have to be made? Are there other indications, places, whether it's not Nimtza? It isn't often that Nogea. But it's not that the Rambam and the Ravid have been accepted La'alocha straight out, Adarav. I mean, so with the Rosh's interpretation that this is something that is limited to where it is that we fish at the time of the Gemara, so at least it makes some sense. I mean, that would make sense out of the Bab Nahara Gemara as well, which is the way I explained it there. That's not a general din in high Ov Tame, high Dag Tame Kivan. Not high Dag Tame, high Dag Tame there, that would have been similar to these fish, would have been without a Shidra. That's all the Gemara said. Okay, anyway, to continue on. Omer of Yehuda Mishmei De'ula. This machloket as to whether you need both Rosh v'Shidra, the shape of the head and the vertebra, which is the way they're learned, or one or the other, that's only a machloket when it comes to rely on dipping in the juice of the fish. But if it comes to actually eating the fish, then divrei hakol asur ad she Rosh v'Shidra nikar. Everybody agrees that they can't eat it unless you actually have both chances. So in other words, those Rishonim hold Rosh V'Shidra means the simon of Rosh V'Shidra means you have to have the simon. Rosh V'Shidra, according to Rambam, you need to be able to be makir the fish to identify it on two bases. Omer Abizera, well, you should know me, Reish. I used to be Tevel in Seir, but not anymore. So in other words, if I knew that there was one simon, either Rosh or Shidra, because I thought the machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Huna is Dafka Begufa. But Petziron, everybody is made of that there's not a problem, you only need one. But now that I heard the opposite, given to Shemana Laha, the Omer of Yehuda Mishmei De'ula, that on the contrary, the Machlokas is Dafka to be Betavo Petziron, and Begufan Divrei HaKol Oser, unless you have both Rosh V'Shidra, since I hold like Rav Huna, except I thought Rav Huna was talking about Dafka Gufan, but now we see we're talking about Tzir also, so now I can't be Tevel in the Tzir unless it has both Simonim. So Betzira Nami Lo Matbilna. This, by the way, leads to another major machlokes, which is, what's the difference between Tziran and Gufan? Because we know that we darshan the Pasuk to tell me that Tziran is us. So Tosus learns over here, the only difference is that if you have Tziran, so Tzir will be bottle, another Tzir. Now let's say some of these fish are not kosher. Okay, fine, so what proportion is not kosher? So the liquid is going to be bottle in the other liquid. But if you have Gufam, since it's a birya, it's not going to be bottle. Because of that, we have to be more machmir on the actual fish. The fact is, however, the overwhelming majority of Rishonim hold that the drosha, that's marva, Tzir dagim, is an asmachta. And that midiraisa, tzir dagim, even of completely unkosher fish, is perfectly kosher, because it's ze'a be'alma. It's not considered to be real body product, so it would be like sweat, so to speak. And that's not part of the actual fish. Omer of Papa, Hilchata, says Rav Papa, the halacha is that you need to have the ability to identify each fish in a mix. So Ache Rosh Vishidran Nikar Shokola Khatviachat. You can't say, well, I identified one of the fish as kosher, so it should be like the kilvit, which is the no, because even if you're like those we showed him and say the kilvit is there for a simon, but over here the fact that one of them is whole doesn't mean it's there for a simon. Is he selling a mixture of fish? Meitve asks the Gemara of Papa. Here it says Beferush, Chatichot Yesh Bem Siman, Bein Bekulan, Bein Bemiktsatan, Afilo Becha Bimea Shabem, Kulan Matarot. So if you find one piece of fish in a mixture with hundreds of pieces of fish, and there's some scales attached to that fish, that piece, the whole thing is kosher. No, I thought Rav Papa said you have to be able to identify each fish individually. Now that's talking about, says the Gemara, where... I'm sorry, I didn't finish it. Umasebe Oved Kochavim Echad, there's actually a story once, and a certain idolater that brought an entire gerev shel chatichot, but a whole barrel full of cut-up fish. They found some scales on one fish. Reb Shimon Gamliel was martyred the entire gerev. How can Rav Papa say that it's only if you identify each piece? Tir Gemara Rav Papa. Rav Papa explained that away by saying that that case, that bright is talking about, Kisha Chatichot Shavot, you put it back together like a puzzle, and it turns out to all have come from the same fish.
And that's what sneaker.
No, one piece.
I think it's mashed with more than one fish in the back.
No, so that's how he's learning it. We have more than one piece. We have hundreds of pieces, and only one piece.
One fish. Not that it's 30 fish, and I can put all 30 fish back together.
What good is that? If I only have one piece, what good is it to put 30 fish back together?
I thought it meant it was all going to be identical, and they look exactly.
That's you thought, because you confused something that Taisa said with this Gemara, and you looked ahead, as you usually do. Don't really concentrate on what you're reading, and instead of listening. And you thought. That's what happens. You're referring to the Tesis that talks about later on, where they're all similar, which we'll talk about later, which is not the issue over here at all. And so, here it's talking about where you can get it back together again, and therefore you know that it's all the same fish. If you have a one piece, you have a kosher fish, and the whole thing is obviously one fish. So, Niyachi Malamirma, so what's the Kiddush? I understand. No, the Kiddush is. Now the Tema Nechosh Dilmi Israel. Look, you know, I mean, maybe it just happened to fit in a factory. You cut up a lot of pieces. I mean, you're going to tell me you can't find a piece of. I mean, even you put together a puzzle, you can sometimes put in the wrong piece. Uh-huh. Maybe it just happened that way. Kamashmo, you don't have to be Kaish for that. Good. Now, there was a Wu Arba de Tzachanta, the Atila Sikhra. This whole beautiful fishing boat comes out. And comes into port, and Ravuna Bachinina takes a look at the boat, and Chozabak Kalfi, he sees that there are some fins, some scales that have been deposited in the boat. It was mat the whole thing. How could we mat the whole thing? And there is where Taisus explains that all of the fish were exactly the same. So Lamaisa, if you found some scales, it would mean scales on this type of fish. Mm-hmm. Not that we're talking about Chatichot. Omalei Ravu, Mihika de Shari, Kahai Gavda, Batra de Shrikhe Kalfi. This is crazy. I mean, there's a fishing boat. There could have been scales in here from some other fish that had been fishing. Who's to say right now that this is not from these fish? Nafek Shipure, the Rava sent out the notice on the internet. In those days, they used to use shifers for that, but old time. And just to let everybody know, do not buy. Oh, there you go. Do not buy the Heksher of Ravuna Bar Chinana. And then Ravuna Bar Chinana sent out his own counterblast. Vishori, pay no attention to Rava's internet statements about my heksher. Things haven't changed much. Omer Abir Miyamidifti, Lididi, Omarli Rav Papi, that Kishori Ravuna Bar Chinana, Bitsirat, Avabugufanlo. I know, I was told by Rav Papi, Ravuna Bar Chinana really, even though he's matir, it's only matir the tziri. What do we matir the actual fish itself? We already saw by the tziri we're going to be making. Omer Rav Ashi, that's interesting, because Lididi, Omer Rav Papa, that Kishor Rav Una Bar Chinana Afilo Begufan. So we got a lot of contradictions around here. I got to tell you, I'm not going to tell anybody that this is awesome. So Ana Lo Meisra Asrinan, because look, Rav Papa told me. On the other hand, Lo Mishra Shani Rinan, I mean, I'm not going to go be martyred either. The Omer Rav Yudha Mishmei Deula, Machloket L'Tabil B'Tziran, Avo Begufan, Divri Akol Achei Rosh V'Shidran Nikar Shukol Achad V'Yachad, I don't want to go so far as to matter it either. Yosef Chirin Abaridika made the Ravada Barav, the Yosef Ekomar, and Oved Kochavim, who brings in now a barge, which is Izan Ariva, Malei'a Chaviyot, and it's full of different barrels of fish. Nimtzei Kilvit of Tzir. Nimtzei Kilvit Bachat Be'em, and one of them has a Kilvit. So if the barrel, whatever barrels are open, the Petuchot are Kulan Mutarot. Now either the Kulan Mutarot, because we're going to assume that even though there's no Kilvit, it could have escaped. Or, it has nothing to do with the Kilvit, the way the Rambam learns. It has to do with the fact that if you have open barrels, then the sellers are going to need to assume that anyway the contents mix. People might take one to another, and they'd never do that if there were different things in different barrels. So as long as they were Petuchot, it's obviously all the same stuff. Therefore, if there's Kilvit in one of them, fine, so then they're all kosher. Mashenkin, if there's Stumot, it could be anything. I don't know. Maybe some of it is shark and some of it is tuna. I mean, how can you tell? And therefore, if it was stumot, it would be asur. So stumot he mutar, but kulan asurot. Only the one with the kilvit. Oh, malachi, menalacha. How do you know to go so far? Malay mitlata karoi shmieli. I heard it from three psukim. Somehow. Meaning from three Gedolei Torah, as if you read it in the Holy Book itself. Others have the Girsa Kiroi. Kiroi means masters. So, Mitlasa Karoi Shemiali, Mirav Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan. Omar Rav Baron, Omar Rav Kirvei Dagim, V'ubaran, Inditaki Nikachin Elamina Mumcha. If you're going to be buying now these Kirvei Dagim that contain innards of the fish, or you're buying caviar, you have to buy it from a mumcha. A mumcha who's going to identify which eggs these are is not going to ruin his reputation giving you wrong information. Because somebody else is a mumcha is going to expose him. And he's worried. So, mamele, you can rely on that. But you've got to buy from a mumcha. Ramile Ula le Rabbi Dustoidim in Biri. Ula was concerned about what this means. I mean, if Rav is saying that you can only buy Kirvei Dagim v'Umarin, Mina mumche, that seems to be saying that a dog tummy has ubarim, meaning eggs. But the problem is, Vramini, does it not say that dog tummy mashritz? A dog tummy gives birth to live young, not to eggs. And only a dog tahor lays eggs. Obviously also wrong, but we'll get
that's
to
what they thought.
Yeah, well, we'll see. It's a machlokas. Samimikan ubarim. Well, I guess we made a mistake. Cancel the eggs. Amar Rabbi Zera, please don't cancel the eggs. Obviously, both type of fish lay eggs. So lotismeta vayomitile bitzim ninu. They both reproduce with eggs. The difference is that a kosher fish always ejects the eggs from its body, which then have to hatch in mud or wherever in the sand. So it's mashritz bibachutz. The non-kosher fish will give birth often to live young, meaning that the eggs hatch internally. But it's all eggs. If you open up the fish and you remove the eggs from the female, you're going to still get caviar from both of them. Ask the Gemara, okay, so that would explain why you need a mumcha. Why would I need a mumcha if there are ways to identify the eggs all on my own? So lama li mumcha, livdok b'simanim. Titania, the Braita said kisimane beitzim, kach simane dagim. That eggs and fish have the same simen. What? Eggs and fish? Come on, you gotta be joking. Simanim dagim sakadaitra, it can't possibly be what it's saying. Last I heard, the simanim of dagim is fish and fins and scales. When did you last see an egg with fins and scales on it? Snapirva kaskesik sibu. No, sorry. So obviously what this means is kisimane beitzim. The same type of simen that allows you to identify a kosher bird egg allows you to identify a kosher fish egg. That's what it's saying. Kach simane ubre dagim. What are the simanim of bird eggs? Elu ein simane beitzim. Koshe kuderet v'agogelet. Rosha echad kad v'rosha echad chad tohora. First of all, it needs to be rounded, but sort of oval, where one of the sides is sharper and the other side is flatter, rounded but flatter. That's the way a tahar egg looks. But if both of the sides of the egg terminate in a sharpened type end, or if both eggs, meaning it's more rounded on both sides, that's a siman of a non-kosher egg. Furthermore, b'chelmon mibachutz v'chelbon mibifnim. If you have the albumen inside and you have the yolk matter outside surrounding the white, that's a siman of a tmeya. Chelbon mibachutz v'chelmon mibifnim. On the other hand, where the albumen is outside, the yolk is inside, that's the siman of a tahar egg. Chelbon v'chelmon mu'uravim, where you've got the white and the yolk mixed, zebezet, that is the beitz of a sheretz, particularly of a tzav, the Gemara says elsewhere, it's turtle eggs, crocodile eggs. So. Anyway, why not just look? If you look, you can identify the kosher caviar as opposed to the non-kosher caviar. So why does it say you can only buy from a mumcha if you could figure it out yourself? Let's talk about it in a minute. Omar Rava Kishinimuha. It's talking about in a case over here where the eggs were crushed. And because of that, you need to buy it from a mumcha. A mumcha is not going to say something where he's going to risk his mumchiut. But you can't have any way of checking it because they've been crushed. Now, here is again a mocker of tremendous machlokas. Because elsewhere the Gemara says that simonim are not deraisa. So these simonim cannot be relied upon. Yeah, on Beit Sim. So they can become an adjunct if somebody tells you that I know it comes from this bird. But you can't rely on itself. So it tells you that the fact is the Gemara over here is clearly saying that the only reason you can't be semech on it is because it's limuchai. That means that this sugya holds that the simonim are diorite. You can be semech on it. So Tosfos and quite a few of the other rishonim are ready to rely on this. Lamaisa, it's a very big machlokes. Many of the Rif, the Rambam, many of the other rishonim argue on Tosfos based on the Gemara that simonim lav diorites cannot rely on this straight out. It can be only an adjunct, other indications that something is kosher. So if somebody says it comes from such and such a bird, and you recognize this egg and so on has been kosher, that egg, that bird is kosher, okay. But just on its own, finding an egg in the middle of the jungle, you cannot rely on the simun. Now, how about Reb Dusteidim and Biri, who actually said you got to cancel the statement about the caviar because there's no such thing? I mean, so how does he understand this? How can he claim that the tamei fish does not have eggs? If here the bright is explaining how to be able to tell the kosher eggs or non-kosher eggs. Obviously a non-kosher fish must have eggs. So what did he do with this? He must have made a mistake. No. He says, look, anyway, the bright didn't make any sense, right? The Braita said eggs and fish are the same, which was ridiculous. So you fixed it up the way you want to fix it up. I'll fix it up the way I want to fix it up. So lafti rutzi b'taratzla, you have to change the meaning of the Braita from its simple meaning. So you said it means, fine, that it's the dogim and the ubre dogim. I'll change it to say, kisimone beitzim, kach simone kirve dogim, that the innards of a fish have the same simonim of eggs. That sounds even crazier. So what are you talking about? What inside of a fish is going to look like a kosher egg? Can you tell me? Yes, the Gemara. There ain't no such thing in a fish. There is. And the swimming bladder. When the swimming bladder is inflated, it takes on the shape of an egg. Huh. And then you can check the kravayim by checking that part, if it's there, and you can see what kind of fish it came from. Thought I didn't have an explanation for that one, huh? Okay, how about if there's no mumcha? Is there any way to buy caviar? The ancient mumcha might. Omer Aviyuna, well, if he is willing to put himself online and he's ready to say, I personally took such and such a fish I did the malicha. Ani malachtim. So then mutarim. Rav Nachman says, sorry, I mean, all he has, I made a mistake. I was telling you Rav Nachman. Rav Yudas doesn't say such and such a fish. I had the fish. Rav Nachman says, no, you have to say such and such a fish. You have to say, here, see, I have these fish. Elo dagim. I was molech this from these dagim. So then the guy is really putting himself online because, I mean, that is vicious already. I mean, if it's discovered that he made this out of other dagim, as he's afraid. So that much, he's not going to take a risk. Orila Rebuta Ada Daila. So now anybody who's flown on El Al knows what a Daila is. This is the Makor for what a Daila. Ben Yehuda bases it on this Gemara. I mean, he appears right. An attendant who brings you your food, Rashi says. That's what it is. The Gemara really means more of a caterer. He used to hire himself out for catering. But okay, but as a steward, they saw it as a steward. So steward is. Steward is. You have monkeys?
Sometimes.
They used to keep monkeys here.
Yeah, 30s.
Until there was a plague, wiped out all the monkeys.
Well, I thought that's why they brought them.
Well, they brought the monkeys to get rid of the snakes. That's why they brought the monkeys.
Why'd they bring the snakes?
The snakes were indigenous. That's when the cats started in Yerushalayim. The crazy Yerushalayim cats was because it was the alternative to the snakes. Huh?
Municipality under the Turks had a meeting. What do we do about all the cats?
So maybe his date is wrong, the 30s. Maybe it was 1830. I thought it was. I thought it was the 19th century thing, the monkeys.
Oh, okay. Right. You obviously didn't do a good job.
But the monkeys or the cats? Yes, Barnett, Nachlio, we've been talking about monkeys.
No, I thought this was a joke.
No,
it's a joke.
Evidently not.
Nothing like monkey interests us.
And onwards.
So, just for the record, though, really, caviar is trade, correct?
No.
It doesn't come from a sturgeon.
Caviar from that fish.
Depends what fish it comes from.
Roe could be kosher, right? But caviar, right?
Sturgeon.
If you want to be technical.
That's trade.
That's all they say.
Okay, that's what I thought. Caviar is trade, but they make. Roe that we eat, right?
Roe is a general word for fish egg.
Caviar is only sturgeon, I believe.
Could be that they have a trade name. I don't know. Could be. Okay. Allah shokil tits. The next thing it said in the Mishnah seems to be meaningless. A leaf from a hilted plant. I mean, what in the world would possibly be the isra? Obviously, it's mutter. Pshita. It's talking about over here, the leaves are generally have little, that's why some of the Rishonim I mentioned to you learned that the koret shel chiltit is a resin that's exuded by the leaf. So over here there were kratim mixed in with the leaves. So you might think that this was added. Now what happened is the guy took some, cut it up to make it look fresh and threw in some koratim. The koret shel chiltit was the hard seed, and that becomes osur because it's very sharp and it absorbs the shamnunis of the sakin. Kamash malam da ishtaruk ed ishtaruk va'atabada. Kamash malam, you don't have to worry about this. These pieces must have fallen off. They were on the leaves before, and they just fell into the container, and they weren't thrown in after any kind of processing. The next case is Zeite Gluskaot Hamagulgalin. So, if you have the olives that are placed into containers where they heat through oxidation, and then they become very softened, they're kosher. Says, well, obviously they're kosher. What chashash could there be? Pshita. Lo nisra avagav de tarfi tuva. Chiddush is that they're very, very soft. So, ma'ad temer chamer ramabu. I might have thought maybe the way he got them this soft was by adding some wine to it. That we only assume that they became softened because of their immersion in their own oil. Rabbi Yossi Omer, if they're actual shlachim, then they're asurim. Hechi dami shlachim, what does that mean? Om Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, kosh ochez biyado v'garin eton shbetet. It is so soft, you pick up the olive, and the seed falls right out. Those are already, that only happens by adding vinegar, wine. That softens them to that extent. Achagavim, then we said, if you got some delicious flying ants or stuff, chagavim that are in front of the storekeeper, those are usur. But if he's taking them from inside the storage container, that's kosher. Tanu Rabbanan, achagavim vakafrisin. Remember that kafrisin are the caper berries. Vakaplutot are leeks that are being sold out of a storage area. Mina otzer, mina heptik, umina svina. All of these are mutter. But where they're nimkorim bekatluza, when they're being sold in the little containers in the shuk as you walk by where they have the peanuts, and they, so they also have these chagavim or kafrisin, and they're right in front of the chenveni over there, he's always sprinkling them. So he keeps them fresh by being mezalef alayim yayin. And that, of course, is also. Same thing is true about yain tapuchim. You've got cider. Cider of Avdeko Chavim. If it's cider that's been stored in the Otzer, in the Heptek, and the Rashash changes this to Bisvina, because we saw before the Slula is Dafka the opposite, Slula is in front. So just like the first one said Svina, they should say Svina. Mutarim. Hanim Karim Bekatluza Asur, because since they're dispensing it right now, they can put wine in it, and the wine was actually cheaper than cider. So they'll put wine in it because it's not going to spoil in the course of a day or two. The wine isn't going to go bad. So Mimela, he'll add wine to it. Mashenkin, if it's in the cask and it's stored indoors, they can't afford to mix wine in it. Tanurabon and Pamachat Chash Rebbe Mimeyav. Once, as we know, Rebbe had severe stomach trouble. Oma Klum Yesh Adam Shiyodeh Yen Tapuchin Shel Akum Asur Mutar. They say cider is very good for this. Does anybody know if Goyish cider is kosher? Amar lefanav Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, I can tell you that pam achat chosh abba b'meya, my own father had this stomach problem. Ve'viyo lo yein tapuchin shel ovdei kochavim shel 70 shana. They brought him cider that had been aged for 70 years. And obviously, it wasn't sitting in front of the storekeeper. So it had been in a cask. Yeah, yayin. Vishatav nitrape. He drank it and it cured him. Amazing. Oy, says Rebbe, kokach haya biyadcha v'ata mitzareini. You know, Gudnik. You mean you knew this all along? You didn't tell me. You see how much tzara I'm in? Why didn't you tell me your father the same thing? And that it was kosher and he bought it, I would have bought it also. Anyway, so they sent around guys to see if anybody could find 70-year-old cider. Because, I mean, he didn't know anything less than 70 years old. Could be it wouldn't work. So, Batku Matsu Avet Kochavim, Shayalo Sholosh Meos Garve Yayin Shot Tapuchim Shoshivim Shana. They find a guy whose entire life has been dedicated to keeping these barrels of 70-year-old cider. And Rebbe drank them up. Vishatav Nitrape. And he said, Boruch HaMokim Shemosar Olamola Shomrim. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gives over the world to people who keep things that you need for when you need them. You'd never dream of keeping 300 barrels of 70-year-old cider in your house, now would you? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees to it, there's always somebody to do something. So it's a world of nanomachines. You'll find one that is doing exactly what needs to be done. Baruch Hashem. The next case and closing case of the Mishnah is V'chein L'Truma. What is that supposed to mean? V'chein L'Truma. That makes a difference. If a coin is choshen on a truma, where is some? What does this mean? Omer of Sheishas, yeah. It means that if you have a chashat, that a coin is selling truma, claiming that it's chulin, and of course, this is a very valuable little trick, because truma has a limited market. It's only Kohanim can buy truma, and therefore they pay only 10 cents on a dollar for truma. So this guy's claiming that his truma, which he buys at 10 cents on a dollar, is actually chulin, and he's selling it for full value. Not a bad business. Anyway, it beats stabbing the neighbors because you need money for Yontif, you know. So, I guess. So the din is that it's similar to the Chagavim, Lifanavu de Asur. In front of him, you have to be Cheshenim. But what he's bringing out of the Otsar and from the Heptek or from the Svina, that's Mutter. Why? Because he's scared. Irtute Mirta. He figures, if I am caught, they're going to confiscate the entire thing. It's going to cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars. So if he's caught in what's right in front of him, so fine, I'll lose 15 bucks of truma, lo nora. But he's not going to risk his entire storage room on it. Because of that, you don't have to be chayish over there. Hadran alach, ein ma'amidim. Kol atzilamim asurim. Find on the Halakha Perek, which is to the Mishnah, and you'll be able to get out very soon. Kol atzilamim asurim b'pnei shem na'avadim pa'am achat b'shana divrei Rabbi Meir. Any type of statue, even though it seems to be a secular statue, is asur. Because, now remember, this is Rabbi Meir, who's chayish l'miyuta. Says Rabbi Meir, since I'm chayish l'miyuta, many of these things, they have a party once a year, maybe a birthday party, some type of memory for whatever this was. And that day of the year, it's worshipped. So it says Rabbi Meir, the melee have to be chashish, that all of these statues are ultimately going to be ne'avad. V'chachamim omrim? No, not any kind. It has to be a kind that has some type of spiritual significance. Eino asur l'kol sheyesh b'yadom makel, a tzipor, a kadur, if it has some type of religious significance.
Baseball.
He got the whole world in his arms or something like that. So then it looks like it's a holy statue of some kind.
Baseball bat, bowling ball.
There you go. And Rabbi Shimon Bingham, huh?
Constant studies on this, interpreting why we have these symbols and those symbols and various idols, etc. Constant studies.
Okay. Yeah. Shimon Gamliel Omer, anything that it's holding, somebody made some religious symbol out of. So Kol Sheyesh B'yado Kol Dover. If it's just somebody that's standing there, so they want his bust. But if he's doing something with something or other, then who knows what type of religious significance it has. Somebody somewhere was probably evaded. And therefore, that, I agree, has to be machma. Vitorich in a truvet and Rabbanonez Vitorich in a trufa, Kosh, Rosh, Vishidra Nikar, Vezutir Shish Badaga, Kosh Kilbatahat, or Stekil Biotchatotbo. What's the point of Stekil Biotki? Ash Tamet Kilbatahat, sorry, Stekil Biot, me boy. Lokasha Kamib to Chot, Kanbis to Mot in both direction, depending on which beforeish. Itma, Rabbanomer Achte Rosh Vishidra Nikar, Renachmanomer O Rosh, O Shidra. Whoever heard of Rosh Vishidra? Amar Abaye ki Tanya Yibar Ala Palmuda, the Domare Shayu Litmeim. Amar Yehuda Rishmedula, Machloka the Tabel Betziran, Ava Begufam Divrei Hakol Asura Che Rosh Vishidra Nikar. Amar Bizeira, now that I heard this, ay. Mireish, Ava Matbilna Betziran with only one simon. Given the Shaman Allah, the Omer review the Mishmed Ula, Machlok at the Tabil Betziran, Avo Beguf and Divrei Hakol Asur. So now that I hold it like Ravuna, so then even here, Ache Rosh Vishidra Nika, Betziranami Lomat Belinan. Omer of Papa Yokot Ache Rosh Vishidra Nika, Shokola Chat Viachat, Meitve, Chatichot Yesh Behem Siman, Bein Bekulan, Bein Bemikzatan, Afilu Biachat Bimea Shaben, Kulam Mutoro. Nofak Shippur de Rova, Vyasar. Nofak Shippur de Ravuna, Parachinana, Vishori. Omer of Yermi Abidivsi Lididi, Omli Rav Papi Kishor Rav Huna Bar Chilala B'tziran Ava Beguf Amlo Om Rav Asher Ledidi Om Ali Rav Papa Kishor Rav Huna Bar Chilala Afila Begufan Va'ana Lo Meisra Srinan The Kamali Rav Papa. On the other hand, Lo Masha Sharinan The Om Rav Yira Mishbedun Machloket The Tavel B'tziran Ava Begufan Devre Hakol Arche Rosh V'Shidran Nikar Shekol Echa V'Yechan Yosef Rav Chinen Abari Dekamei the Rav Adabar Hava V'yate V'Kamar Oved Kochavim Shevi Yari V'Amalaya Chaviot V'nim Tzed Kiel V'Pachat Me'em P'tuchot Kulam Notarot Stumot Imuterot V'Kulam Asrot Omar Lei Woo Minolacha Omar Lei Mitlata Karoi Or Kiroi Shmiyani Mirav Shmuel and Rav Yochanan Omar Rav Bruno Omar Rav Kirvei Dagim V'Ubaran Eina Kachin Ela Min HaMumcha Romele Ulo Rabbi Destoyed Min Biri Mirikomarav Kirvei Dagim V'Ubaran Eini Dachin Ela Min HaMumcha V'Chalal De Dag Tamei Eit Lei Ubar V'Ramini Dag Tamei Mashritz Dag Tahor Matil Beitzim Whoops Samimikan Ubarin Omar Lei Rabbi Zeir No Nolti Samei Tarvayu Meitile Beitzim Ninu Elaze mashritz mi bachutz, veze mashritz mi bifnim. But lomali mumche, livdok besimanim, tetanya, ke simanei beitzim, kach simanei dagim. Simanei dagim? Come on, man, saka daitach. Simanei dagim as snapir vakaskesek ktibu. Ela, ke simanei beitzim, kach simanei ubrei dagim. What are they? Ela, simanei beitzim, koshikoderet valgugelet, rosha echad kad, rosha echad chad, Torah, Shnei Roshei Achadin, or Shnei Roshei Akadin, Temea. Chelmon mibachutz v'chelbon mibifnim, Temea. Chelbon mibachutz v'chelmon mibifnim, Tor. Chelbon v'chelmon muravim zeh bezeh, zoi beitzat asheretz. Oh my Rava, you need a mumcha kishini mucho. Wait a minute, according to the statement in Biri, who holds that this doesn't even exist, because he said, Samimikan Ubarin. How does he explain the Braita? Tani kisimanei beitzim kach simanei ubrei dagim. No, he says love to roots to come at rats to law. So I'll say it means kach simanei kirvei dagim. Where? Who ever heard mishkachat besimanei kirvei dagim? Shekad v'chad? Mashkachat la b'shlipucha. Okay, what do you do in main shom mumcha mai? Rav Yehuda, given the omar ani melachtim mutarim. Rav Nachman omar? Ad she yomar elu dagim ve'elu kirveihem. Ori la Rav Yehuda la ada daila, kiven da omar ani melachtim mutarim. Ala she'ochil tipshita lo nitzche lekratin shebo. Ma'o de teima nechus dilma maitim arivle, gomash balan, da ishtaruk yud ishtaruk vatabata. Vezete gluska ota begugalim pshita lo nitzche, ava gav dara fituva. Ma'o de teima chamra roma bohu, Kamashman ani machmach mishcha hu derafu. Rabbi Yossi ha-mishlachin ha-sirin hechida mishlachin. Om Rabbi Yossi ha-brachin ha-kosh o-chazo b'yado v'garinato nishmetet. Chagavim ha-baim tanu rabbana. Chagavim ha-kafricin ha-kaplutot. Ha-baim min ha-otsar, min ha-ptek, min ha-svina are mutarin because they're not mixed with anything. But if they're nimkorim be-katlusa lifnei ha-chenveni, they're asurin mipnei shemezal av-yayin aleihem. Same thing is true about yen tapuchin shel avdei kochavim. הבאים מן האוצר מן הפתק מן הספינה מותרים. הנמכר בקטלוזה אסור מפני שמורבים בו יין. תן רבונם פעם אחת חש רבי במייו. אומר כלום יש אדם שיודע יין תפוחים של עובדי כוכבים. אסור או מותר? אמר לפניו רבי שמעון רבי יוסי פעם אחת חש אבא במייו והביא לו יין תפוחים של עובדי כוכבים של 70 שנה ושתה ונתרפא. אומר לו וואו כל כך היה בידך ואתה מצערני? בדקו ומצאו עובד כוכבים אחד שהיה לו 300 גרבי יין של תפוחים של 70 שנה ושתה ונתרפא אמר בורך המוקם שמסר עולמה לשומרים וכן לתשומה מה וכן לתשומה רב ששי וכן לכהן החשוד למכור תשומה לשם חולים לפניו הוא דיאסר אבל הבא מן האוצר מן ההפתק ומן הספינה מותר ירטוטי מירטה צובה שמי ברבונן Mafsidoli minoi. Adon loch ein ma'amitin. Following is the daf from the year 2003 in the previous cycle.
All right, so we're holding in the middle of the sugya of the dagim. And I think we were right on the top of Mem Amud Aleph when we were talking about the various containers that were being shipped. And the question was whether you can rely on the kilvit inside one for the other. Well, that basically ends the kilvit issue. But now getting back to the question of tarit she'ina trufa. The Braisa, if you recall, said yesterday that tarit she'ina trufa, the din is that you need to have rosh v'shigra nikar, and you have to be able to tell what the head and the spine of each fish is like. Now, again, as I mentioned yesterday, that's very strange. You know, but the Gemara is going to talk about this because l'chora, the shape of the head or the existence of a recognizable chut hashigra. And it could mean, by the way, some taina that shidra over here is not a reference to the fact that it's a vertebrate, since every fish is a vertebrate, but rather the fact that it's a bony vertebrae that extends with ribs and so on, which apparently is not as noticeable in the non-kosher fish. But as I say, we'll discuss this later. But today we have a machlokas as to how to understand that braita. It says Rosh Vishidra. Now, of course, we know that the Vav can either be and or can be or and or. And the question over here, and it's interesting that we have the same machlokas between the same people in other places as to how to use the Vav. Now do we read the Braisa? And the question over here is, what did the Braisa mean? See, it's Marav Huna Omer. Achete Rosh Vishidra Nikar. And Rav Nachman Omer, O Rosh O Shidra. Rav Huna says, as long as you can tell either the head of the shidra of each fish, it's okay. And Rav Nachman says, either the head or the shidra even would also be okay. Now, what this seems to imply is that a rosh and a shidra is somehow a simon of a dug tahar, which seems to be outrageous on the surface. The rosh, the shape of the rosh, what we're saying over here is what we seem to be saying, this is the way Rashi seems to learn, is that if you have a rosh that comes to a point, and that's not standard on a fish, it's not a rounded on a kosher fish, it's a sharp head. A sharp head is considered to be a simon of tuma. And if it doesn't have the type of vertebrae that we're used to in the kosher fish, that's a simon of tuma. And therefore, if you're going to eat the tiris, the taris, that's not truva, you have to be able to identify each fish with this simen. So that even though we're talking about fish that perhaps do not have recognizable normal simonim of simapirvikas keset, because we said they're still young and they don't grow this till later, as long as we can be makir and see the difference between them and similar non-kosher fish, there's no problem. It's only the previous mission was talking about tariq shufa, where it's all chopped up. If it's chopped up, there's no way to see. Asks the Gemara, Masiv Ravukva Barchama, look, the Mishnah gives a list of simonim for dogim. And it says, the dogim kosh yishlo, snapir v'kat keset. And the only thing that's mentioned when it comes to dogim is whether it has the fins and the scales. Not anything about shapes of heads or types of vertebrae. Omer Abaye, Titanya hi bi'ara upalmuda, the domere shayol itzmeim. There, what the Mishnah is talking about is where you have these two species, Ara and Palmuda, which have, in fact, Snapyavikas Keset, despite the fact that they have these sharp heads, and therefore look like Dugim Tamei. So the Mishnah is saying the absolutely reliable simon that you have is Snapyavikas Keset. But otherwise, if you're not dealing with the Ara and the Palmuda fish, you can also have the simen of the shape of the head and the spine. Now, the problem with this is that if that's the pshat in the Gemara, then it's absolutely shocking that none of the Ga'enim, as Ramban points out, in other words, no period post that this Gemara ever mentions that there's any other type of simen for Dagim Tahorim or for Dagim Tameim. But it's just impossible to believe that such a thing is nowhere mentioned. And I mean, that's In any of the compilations of Tzach and so on, of how it is we're supposed to treat dogim, there's not a word about this business. And therefore, this has led to many other interpretations of this entire sugya. The most reasonable and simple interpretation is that who's talking about simonim of dogim at all? We're talking about tviyodayim. Remember, the problem with the tarit is that there is a similar non-kosher fish, and the tarit doesn't have yet. It's not birvikas keset. So you have to be a bookie to be able to be makir and to make sure that you don't take the non-kosher fish thinking it's a tarit that hasn't yet grown, right? So now what the Gemara is saying is that if you have it for you to eye, you recognize the fish. So you rely on that this is a kosher tarit. How do you know that it's not a fish that's similar to the tarit? How much of the fish needs to be available for you as an expert to look at and to say, oh, I recognize that. So that's the question. If you have the head and you have the spine, or do you have one alone enough that you should be able to be makir? In which case, it has nothing to do bichlal with the simonim of dagim tmeim. It has to do with the amount. Can you move over? It has to do with the amount of fish that a mumcha or somebody, a fisherman who has a tviyazayin on the fish, is able to rely on. And therefore, the problem with that shot, of course, is so what's the kasha from the brayza? It's not birvikas keset. I mean, it's not birvikas keset. Is the only siman. Here we're talking about tviyazayin. So those shittas have to learn that the kasha is not birvikas keset, is that the Mishnah seems to be saying you can't rely on tviyazayin. That you have to be able to actually identify a not birvikas keset, which is a little bit of a problem, because we said earlier, Beferish and Nebraisa, I mean, even if it's kosher, in Loyashov, so, okay, that's why this is a problematic approach. Now, there's another approach. The other approach is that in Inochinami, when it comes to the question of Tarit, the Simen, in terms of Tarit, uniquely, except for the Palmuda, which is also a type of Tarit, or an Ara, which is also a type of Tarit, is the shape of the head and the spine. So it's normally, of course, it's not a sin in dogim. What does it have to do with dogim? But it happens to be that since we're talking about this particular species, which we have a chashash of another fish that gets in sometimes caught together with these species and looks similar to these species. So that it takes an expert to take them out. And that's why we will rely on an expert, because the tastes don't match properly. You put them together and it doesn't taste good. What exactly is the simen of that fish vis-a-vis the kosher tarit? That particular fish, the simen is the head and the spine, which is nothing to do with fish in general. Okay, so then the Gemara would be saying that to rely, and then we're asking the kash from the Mishnah, to rely on another simen when you have a chiev of being mavdil, and you don't have tviyasayin. So then, how do you know you have a right to rely on such a simon if the Torah is mechayev of you? And remember that there's a mitzvah that say to be mavil v'yivdalta bein hatameh bein hatahar. That's a chiyuv. So if you have a fish, you're going to say now, well, but I know that I was told that if it's round and it's not a place where the palmudas are and the aras are, but the Mishnah says you're supposed to rely on tzvah pirvikas keset. That's the way they learn. The truth is, that's also problematic from the whole sugya in Chulin about being able to tell a kosher animal without being able to check its simonim if you find that you have the simonim in the mouth and so on and so forth, and you have a tviyazayin on the minim that wouldn't have that simon. Fine. Every pshat has its little bit of problems with the kasha in the Mishnah Sapir v'kas keset, which is why it appears on the simple level that Rashi seems to be taking this literally. But again, certainly la halacha, it's not brought. As the Miri points out, I mean, our senses, anybody who's ever gone fishing and caught non-kosher fish is very clear about the fact that they certainly can have rosho cods and can have perfectly normal chutashidras. And so how in the world could this be a simon? It sounds crazy when they're all aras and palmudas. I mean, this is nuts. Okay, so Mamela, we have these two basic approaches, I think are solid approaches. We're talking either about what you need for tviyazayin, or what is reliable, legabe, the particular problem of the taris. The sugya is very, very nogea, the famous tuna fish problems.
Adulthood.
Well, When they schlugged up the dolphin, they figured out there were other problems. I mean, there was a driving force behind the tuna fish problem who has been very active in creating new problems for tuna fish every couple of years. But this sugya is... But this particular sugya is very nogea, because the torius is essentially similar to the tuna fish problem. And we get a lot of other fish that could be included in the nets. And now the question is, so how is it processed? How is it checked? Is this the equivalent of the case of a mumcha who will not allow other fish there because it will be makako his tom or his name and so on and so forth? What things can you rely on? Do you need a mashgiach for every single fish? And how could you possibly do that if things are being processed automatically? And et cetera, et cetera. Big, big tshuvas from Rav Meisha, of course, who was involved in this very heavily. And this is why we have the special dugin fish. They have the mashgiach in each one and each fish separately. And we'll see. We'll see now as the sugya develops. It'll be clear what elements of the sugya negate that child. The dolphin free doesn't mean that there's no dolphin in the tuna fish. It means that they were careful not to catch and hurt dolphin on the way of... There's no tuna fish that contains dolphin, even if it doesn't say dolphin free. The question only is whether they had arrangements in the nets. They have a way of preventing the catch of dolphin. Because people were very upset. Yes, people were... Right, but not because there might be dolphin in it, but because they were damaging, dolphin-friendly is what it is, because they were damaging the dolphins who would get caught and hurt in the nets. And there was a lot of outcry from Greenpeace about this, the type of nets that they were using. It's an environmental issue, not a kashrus issue. Omer Rav Yehuda Mishmei De'ula. Says Rav Yehuda Mishmei De'ula, you should know that the only machlokas here between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman is clearly in terms of using the brine, which was used as a tibul. They would dip their bread in this. So that's the tabel b'tziran. Avo begufan, divrei kol asura shei rosh v'shidra nikar. How could you possibly eat a fish? Nobody would say that you don't have to have an absolute tviyadayin on the fish itself. What would be the difference between the two? Tosis is very bothered by this. I mean, don't we have a pasuk from which we learn out from the word hatzmeim? And the Gemara says hatzmeim is marbet sir and rotav, a fish. And therefore, they're both isur d'oraisa. So why would we be more makel on the sim and lagabe the sir? And Tosis says a very strange thing. He says that the difference is that the tzir, even if there's a few non-kosher fish mixed in it, it's batel. Now, shenken, the body of the fish itself, to eat the fish, it won't be batel because it's a birya. Which, I mean, we're not talking about birya, we're talking about cut fish over here. Otherwise, what are we looking for, the rosh and the shidra? I mean, how would you have one without the other? We're obviously talking all along about the cut fish. So whatever it is that he's referring to, he's saying there's a difference in the level of bittul that we're willing to go for. If it's a liquid manela, okay, so the whole thing is one thing. Mashenkin, we have a piece. Maybe he means to get rid of a piece, an Israeli schabit or something. I don't think he means it technically, obviously. It'd be very hard to figure how Torahs could possibly be technical. Either a birya or a katicha really skabed, even if it's not chopped. But I think that he means that we're going to be more machmer about pieces where it's possible to be machmer. In general, we have a greater chumra legabe the didim of bitul ki'ilu in cases where it's birya, or ki'ilu in cases where it's a katicha that is kosher. So the Nehla, we see that Chazal were more machmer on that. And, anyway, the whole element of the limitations on bittul is drabbana. So, okay, in other words, to rely on bittul on a liquid, we'll do that. And that's Tosis' approach. There are other approaches. The other approaches being that, basically, is that the Gemara's drush and chulin about Hatzmeim is only an esmachta. And that seer is considered to be Zeya the Yoma. And if it's Zeh B'Alma, then Bechlal, it has no Isser attached to it. Is it the Rabbanan created the Isser? So we're maker when it comes to Bittel of a couple of non-Taurus fish that got mixed in there, or Tame-type Taurus fish that got mixed in there. And then when it comes to the body of the fish, where it's a D'oraisa over there, we're going to be Machmir. And that's why we have the Machlokas. Says, now, based on that, if that's the case, so he says now, Rabbi Zeira, Mireish Alamat Belinam Betziran, I thought that they were arguing about the fish. I was Makel Lagabi the dip. Now you're telling me they're arguing about the dip. I'm certainly not going to be Makel about the dip. So Mireish, originally I assumed that the Machlokas was Lagabi the fish. So I relied on the Heter for the Tzir, and I myself ate the Tzir. And have a Belinam Betziran. Given the Shemana Lahadi Amr of Yehuda Mishmei Deula Machloket the Tabel Betzirat. When I heard now this mimer over here from Ula that the Machlokas is about Betzir, Avu Begufan Devei Hakol Asurat She Rosh V'Shidran Nikar, and we have to know every single fish when it comes to eating the fish itself. I wouldn't be Somech Na Lakula to eat the Tzir either unless we knew that Rosh V'Shidran were Nikar. Omer of Papa, you should know that the Hilchos is Ache Rosh Vashidun Nikar Shekol Achat V'Achat. You have to be able to tell each one, each single fish. Of course, Rav Papa is referring to the Tzir. In other words, because otherwise he's just repeating. He's not adding anything. Because we just said everybody agrees when it comes to the fish. And he says, Hilchos, he must be Machmir not to say that. Halacha L'maaseh, we don't allow for Bittul here at all. You got to be able to tell that there's no trace of fish here. Meisvei. Chatichot sheyesh behem siman, vein bekulam, vein bemikzatan, afilu beachad mimea shebem kulan mutarot. Now this sounds outrageous. You've got a barrel full of fish pieces. You've got a simon on, you got a simon in all of the pieces, you know, you have snapir bekas keset, or one of them, even one out of 100 of them. You can eat the whole thing. There's once a story of a guy who brought a barrel of all of these pieces. He found on one piece, they found some scales. Said you could eat the whole barrel. How could that be? I thought you just said that even the guy with the tear, you have to be mocked for every single one. Tergemar of Papa kishachatichot shavot. Says Rav Papa, well, of course. What they did was they put the pieces back together again, and it equaled one fish. Now, you're not going to have one fish that was partially with a simon and partially without a simon. So since I've determined that this fish had a simon, what do I need every single piece?
What does it mean? All the fish pieces in this garret for one fish?
Exactly. You had quite a time doing this. So... This is, well, the CIA spends time doing stuff like this, you know. So the question, therefore, would be, so then what, rather obvious, so then what's the point? Obviously, if it's one fish, I don't need a simon on every single piece that I eat, because I mean, I might have thought that to rely on putting a fish back together again like a puzzle, maybe there are... And there are other, no, that's not the point. Maybe there's other pieces here from a different fish that just happened to fit, which anybody who's put together a puzzle knows about that, right? You always manage to put in a piece that fits perfectly, but it ain't the right piece. But then you realize, well, it wasn't quite perfect. So, Kamash Balon, you don't have to be cautious about that. It's very interesting that this is Pashat Nagela Halacha, in a very common occurrence, in which, in a processing plant, in Shechita processing plant, it often happens that you discover a tarfus too late, after it's already been cut up. And the question is, can you fit the pieces back together to decide which animal was trafe? And some of the posts can tie that based on this Gemara, you should be allowed to rely on matching up pieces, because Rav Papa says, that's the Kaddish of the Brisa, that we don't say that Dilma is Rami. And then if Lamaisa it works, it works. So a lot are same kind. And of course, there are those who say, Anan Lobik Yinan, you know, I mean, we never know how to do anything. But that's the standard thing. It's, yeah, whatever. It depends on the circumstances, obviously. Ahu arba de tachanta, the atilis sikha. There was a particular boat of tachanta, which would be like the fish innards. And it comes into port over here. Ravuna Bachinana comes out. Nothing Ravuna Bachinana. Vachazabe Kalfi. He finds some scales lying around. And Tosus learns that all of the fish that were there were the same species. That was evident. And they did not have scales on them. But he took the fact that there were scales there around to show that there must have been scales that had been, perished when they took it out of the water and so on. Or that maybe they had processed it themselves, but that there were scales there. And since some learned that it was a scale on the body of one of the fish that hadn't come off completely, and since they were all the same thing, so he relied on it. Visharya. Oh, Mele Rava, Miika, Tesharika, Hai Gavna, Vahasa, Vashkicha, Kalvi. Said Rava, how can you rely on such a thing? Because, how do you know that there weren't other fish that are not there now? And these scales, maybe they just fell off of those fish now, and you found them, and they're not really an indication of this min. So he went out and made an announcement on the radio, Nafak Shipuri de Rava Vyasa. So Rava's radio announcement went out. In those days, they used shofros for the radio. And he answered it. Rashi Puri de Ravuna Bar Chinana came out and was martyr. Of course, this gives rise to the whole question, how, once it was answered with the first announcement, how can you be martyr? Isn't there a halacha that Chacham Shetime and Chavero Yochol Atayr? A lot of discussions about this, which are nogea very much la halacha. Some learn that Ravuna Bar Chinana was being semech on his shmua. And when you're being semech on a shmua, you have a right to be chaylek on somebody who's just saying something mitzadas for him. So maybe that was the case over here. Others say, Pashat, it was Ravuna Bar Chinana who went lechatzila was matirit. So the fact that Rava answered in public, that's not the point. I said it was mutter. He goes out to be chaylek on me to say that it's osur and to publicize that it's osur. So the Mela, I can't publicize my original psak. Bishlein, if he had given the psak before I had given the psak, okay, I wouldn't have come to Bishalik on him. But the fact that he publicizes the psak before I publicize my psak is not a limitation. It's also very nogea la locha. There are other approaches too about Ravuna Bar Chinana being zaken and that therefore he does have a right to override Rav.
Are they all in the same city?
Yeah. Right, so there's, obviously a problem. Omer of Yirmiyam Edipsi, Lididi Omer le Rav Papi, but I just want everybody to understand that when Ravuna Bar Chinana was matir, it's not that he said you could eat the fish. He was matir to eat the tzir. Again. So again, the question would be, the Nafkamina. Okay, Tosis's approach, the other Rishoni. But the Gufam Mlo. Whereas Ravashi said, well, I'll tell you what Rav Papa told me. Rav Papa told me that Kishar Ravuna Bar Chinana Afilu Begufa. He said, the Farish said, no, Ravuna Bar Chinana said, since you found some of the scales around, you can be matured and that this fish is a kosher fish. But Anna, personally, because of this confusion, I tell you, I don't tell people it's usher if they ask me. Because Rav Papa told me that, I'm not going to argue with Ravuna Bar Chinana. Rav Papa said that Ravuna Bar Chinana said it was okay to eat it. On the other hand, I can't go out and say it's kosher to eat. The Omer of Yudah Mishmei Deula, Machlokas Otava Betzir, Nava Begufan Devriya Kolach Shirosh Vashid and Nikash Kolach Aviyachad. I mean, there's always that original psak of Ula. And that original psak seems to back up what Rav Papi said, that in Mehetra was only Lagabi the Tzir, not Lagabi the actual fish, and you'd have to have a simon on every single fish if you want to eat a fish. Yosef Rav Chinana Bar Idi Kamedi Rav Ata Bar Ava. Yosef Vekoma, Rav Chinana Bar Idi was sitting in front of Ata Bar Ava, and he sat and asked, what's the din in Avik Yochavim? He said over, in Avik Yochavim, Shehevi Areva Mleach Chaviot. He's bringing in like a little boat. And this boat is filled with a purchase that he just made of the tiris, or tiris. The name says Kilbis Be'achas Mien. We find a Kilbis in one of the barrels, and we know the Kilbis was a simon that it was kosher. Either it was Rashi learns because it isn't Nisgado in Seer of Tvein, or, as others learn, because it's a simon from the Mumche that this is what the tzir was made out of. It's a kosher fish. So if Ptuchot, if Lamaisa, these barrels are all open, so then Kulam Mutarot. We look at them as one shipment. We don't need now in every single barrel to have a kilbit. The assumption is they were there and they jumped out. And I mean, you can't expect the kilbit to stay in there all the time. I mean, it's not exactly a label. Yeah, so you can rely on it that it was basically one wholesaler. Stumot, but if it's satum, each one you have to be done separately. Sehi muteret v'kulan asurot, unless of course you find in them also the kilbit. Huh? This is a very interesting thing. So Tosfos says, of course, it means keheter hakilbit hanitzrachat. I mean, whatever the kilbit is. However, this is the marker of a totally different approach to the sugya, which we didn't mention earlier, in which the psuches and the stumes are explained in a completely different way in Rashi. Not that you need, I mean, that in the psuches you can have one because one could fall out, and so on and so forth. But the question is, how many barrels would have to have a kilbis in order for you to determine that the entire shipment was kilbis authorized? But another thing is, how many kilbis in any particular barrel? And that's seems to be the process of the figure over here. So his Rebbe, Rav Bar Ava, asked Rav Chinan Bar Idi, how do you know that mimer is true? Marlei mitzlata kroy shmiel, I have three psukim. Of course, his psukim were gedalei Torah, but each gadol of the Torah is the equivalent of a pasuk. You can rely on them like a pasuk. And it's Rav, Shmuel, and Rav Yochanan. They all kind of, that you can rely on this in the case of an areva. Om Rav Kano, Rav, kirvei dagim v'ubran, ein nikachin ela min ha-mumcha. If you are buying the actual fish innards, and the roe of fish, the caviar, so you can only buy it from a mumcha, because you have to have somebody that's reliable, and they can tell you what type of fish it came from, because you have no way of identifying it. Wait a minute. Michlal, the duck, tamei, itle, ubar. Are you telling me that non-kosher fish do have roe? Vramini, boy, the caviar lovers would love this tomorrow, huh? Ramini, duck tame mashrit, duck tahor matil beitzim. Doesn't it say over here that non-kosher fish don't have beitzim? Non-kosher fish give birth to live young. They're hidden mammals somewhere in there. And, well, samimi kanu bran. So cut out the rope. Omele Rabzeri, what are you talking about? Lo tis me, please. Of course they have roe. Tarvayu matile beitzim nihu. The question isn't whether they reproduce using eggs. The question is, where do the eggs hatch? Zeh mashrich mi bachutz, zeh mashrich mi bifnim. A duck tamei, normally the eggs will hatch somewhere in the mother, in the mouth, or whatever, but she keeps the eggs close by. And a duck tahor will bury eggs and silt, or just to lick them out in the water. And that is the nafkamina, but I mean, if you're cutting open a fish and you find roe, obviously, it could be either a fish that's tar or a fish that's tame. So you need a mumcha to tell me what it came from. Ask the Gemara, lamali mumcha, why do I need to have an expert? I can be beidik on the simonim of the actual eggs. The tanya ki simanei beitzim kach simanei dagim. The same simanim that we have on bird eggs is the simon that we have on fish. What? Simani Dagim, come on, what are you talking about? Simani Dagim is not pure kaskasin. Last time I saw an egg with fins and kaskasim, forget it. Well, what is that supposed to mean? No, it means, ki simani beitzim, kach simani dagim, meaning, kach simani ubrei dagim. The same type of simon that you have in identifying whether an egg comes from a kosher bird or a non-kosher bird, that simon you also have I'm telling whether the roe of a fish comes from a kosher fish or a non-kosher fish. Ve'eluhin simanei beitzim. What defines for us a reliable egg of a bird that would then be applied to a fish? Kosher koderet, Rashi's lashon seems to be chodedet, the agugelet. Rosha achad chad, rosha achad chad. Where you have a rounded egg, meaning that it can roll on its side, but it's sharpened in terms of its shape, in other words, it's oval, it's the chodedet, and one of the sides is sharp and the other one is more like a cod that it could, you know, closer to being able to stand on, to rest on. That is a simen that it's tohar. But if it would have both sides chadim, or both sides chadin, then that's a sign that it's tamei. Furthermore, if it has the chelmon mibachutz and the chelbon mibifnim, if the albumin is the inside part and the yolk surrounds the albumin, then it's tamei. If it has the chelbon mibachutz, as in the eggs we're used to, where the yolk is surrounded by the a nourishing protein, so there you have the chelmon mibifnim, that's tahor. If you have a mixture of chelbon v'chelmon mu'ravim zebezeh, that's a simen that it's a beitza of one of the shratzim, and the implication of that would be that it would be metame if it had actually grown, and you touched the inside of what was growing in the egg, it would be metame as one of the shemoneh shratzim. In any event, so what do you need a mumcha for? Why can't you simply check the shape of the eggs? Now, lemaisa, the sugya in chulin comes out that it isn't really a reference to the eggs. It's a reference to the cluster of the eggs, the shape of the cluster as a whole. The eggs themselves are circles. Circles. The eggs are mamish circles, the fish eggs.
Oh, fish.
Yeah. But that the entire cluster has a shape similar to the egg of a bird. And that's really what it's referring to. But in any event, why can't I simply look myself? What do I have to go to an expert for if I have simani? Says the Gemara, we'll have to say, Omar Rava, Kishini Mucho. It's got to be talking about that it was squished now and it no longer has the tzura of the egg. Excuse me, but according to Dostoy the Minbiri, said, Samimikan Ubrin. He said, no, you know, you have to erase Ubrin from here because there's no such thing as a dog tummy that's got Ubrin. How does he explain the Simone Beitzin Kach Simone Dagim? What is, I mean, there's no such thing according to him. He's going to say, Kaksim and Ubre Dagim? Well, he'll say, what do you mean? It didn't say that. You fixed it to say that, remember? It said Kitsim and Dagim, and you were laughing. When's the last time you saw an egg with fins and scales? So, you had to anyway explain what the meaning of the Lashon was. The correct way would have been to say, Kaksim and Kirve Dagim. The point isn't the row, which doesn't exist. The point is the innards. You can check the shape of the innards. What? Let me check the shape of the innards. What are you talking about? An intestine that's round on one end and square? That's absurd. No mashkachas lo b'shilpucha. The point is that you have this shilpucha, which I think they call a swim bladder, which fish fill with air for buoyancy, and a swim bladder, yeah. So the bladder, which is an air bladder, has different shapes in the kosher fish and a non-kosher fish, and the simanim, obviously not including the chelbon and the chelmon issue, but the simanim is a shape, rosh rechot chad and rosh rechot chad, that is the simon that you can rely on legabe the actual kirvei dagim, according to him. Now, what do you do if there's no mumcha? I mean, and especially if you're a caterer, you know, and you've got an order. That's why the Gemara is bringing this up, as we'll see. Because we had the famous Ada caterer company. You remember Ada Daila? He comes up all the time. Ada Daila, he's all over the Gemara, famous caterer. So anyway, he was the one that asked the Shaila. So what do you do if there's no mumcha? Omer of Yudak, even the Omer, Ani Malach Timut. So look, if you've got a religious guy who says, I myself, I cut out these innards and I went ahead and salted them. So that's mutter. Because, I mean, even if Lamaisa, the guy, isn't 100% mumka, we have any reliability. But if he has no excuse, what's he going to say? He knows that you can take it to a mumka. So if you'll take it to a mumka, it'll turn out he's a liar. He's going to lie to you straight to your face and be caught. So if he says, I myself did, if he says, I bought it, and it doesn't mean anything. I bought it from a 100% kosher guy, I mean, a lot, it doesn't mean a thing. Yeah, but if he says, I did it myself, and you can check it, so then you can rely on it. Rav Nachman says, no, even that's not enough. He has to be able to show you the fish and say, look, this is the fish that I... Because, I mean, maybe he's not a bucking the fish either. So he says, this is the fish that I cut up, and I myself cut it, I myself did the malicha. So then, what's he going to say? Obviously, there's no malkum for a toast, and there's no malkum for a lion. So in the mele, then you can rely on it. Lamaisa Rabbi Yehuda was Meira Halacha to Adadaila, who was a caterer. And I mean, he had these shilas all the time. Adaila, Rashi says, is a caterer. So he's a sakhir to be make sudas for other people. So, okay, Kima the Omar, Ani Malachtim, Mutarim, it's enough for him to say Ani Malachtim. He doesn't have to be able to show you the fish. That much without Kaisa mentioned be a Bakima fish. Then the next case we had in the Mishnah, it's kosher to eat. Is the Allah of the Chiltis, which isn't sharp. I mean, so, sitting about Pshita, what kind of problem could there be in the leaf? I mean, the whole problem was the Chiltis that we were afraid that if you cut it, so then if the knife isn't kosher, then because it's so sharp, you're going to have the problem. We had a Machlokas Aposkin, but problem either with the Shamnunis that's on the knife, or according to others, even with the bulia of the sakin, because of the duch of the sakina, and it's chayzer over here because of the sharpness of the chiltis, even if it's not a ben yoma, to be aser. So, but the leaf, what possible shayla could there be in a leaf that the Mishnah should mention it? Lo, nitzchala kratim shabo. The point over here is that together with the leaf, there's kratim that are attached to the leaf. So, ma'od etayma nechash diba ma'isim ha'areva. You might think that it's like a little trick that the guy pulled out. He actually cut the chiltis itself, and he stuck it on, because often you find that together with the leaf, he figures this way people will buy it, and that the Jews will buy it without realizing that it was cut. There's no need to be chayish for that. It fell off of the plant, and it got caught here, and it fell into the bowl that you bought it with. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. And then we said, Zeite gluska otamagugalin. So the derech was to have the olives put into a container, and then through the spontaneous combustion of the olives, there would be enough heat to squish it into a solid mass. And there's no chashash over there of any involvement that the goy would have put something in. Pshit, I mean, obviously, anything you put in would only ruin it, but why? Why should we even think that he would put in wine if it can happen without wine? No, because l'nitzchah. Sometimes you find some of these masses are so soft that they look almost as if the liquid was added to it. So ma'udetem, you might think that maybe right before he sold it, he put chamra ramabuhu, that it should look even richer. Therefore, it comes to teach me that we can rely that it was the oil that's in the olive itself. You don't have to worry about the wine. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shlachin Asurin. Now, we didn't know exactly what that means. Shlachin seems to be saying that which throws out. Hechi Domi Shlachin, what is that? Omer, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Kol She'ochazo B'yadou V'gar Inato Nishmetet. Shlachin indeed means it spits out its own seed. So it means that it's so soft that when you touch the olive, the pit slips out of the olive. That already, Tainas Reb Yossi, that happens only because they put liquid into it. And that's got to be that he mixed it with wine.
Wine in olives?
Yeah, well, I mean, you buy that today, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they have, the gourmet stuff. Hachagavim Habaim. Now, the Mishnah's machalik between Chagavim that come from the storeroom in back and the Chagavim that are on the counter in front, where we say that over there you're not allowed to buy it. Why is that? Tanu Rabbanan Achagavim V'Kafrisin V'Hakoputot. And we have this thing happens with things that need to be kept fresh. So Chagavim or Kafrisin, which is the cover of the caper berry, or Kaplutot, which they used a lot, leeks that had to be kept fresh. So if they're boim in Otsar, Tosus learns that this is saying zu v'yavzu. In other words, if it comes from an oats is long-term storage. You definitely don't want to mix any liquid with these things for long-term storage, or just they'll spoil. But even if it's coming not mamish long-term storage, but it's coming mina heptake is a place where you bring them before you bring them into the store. You have like the room downstairs, and it goes by, and then mina svina, where they're already being they're in the delivery wagon or in the delivery boat. In all of these cases, even mina svina, where it's mamish, they're going to sell it already this morning. It's all mutter. But hanim karim bekatlusa, if they're being sold over here in the katlusa itself, it's like the counter that it juts into the marketplace, then sufmeach en vani, there it's also, because in order to make it look like it's very fresh, they're mizalech yayin aleihem. Because anyway, they think it's going to be sold today, so it's not going to spoil. And this way, it looks very rich, has a fresh taste. And that way, they keep the customers coming. So a lot of things like that are done today also, the fresheners kind of stuff. So there you'd have the problem, and that's the meaning in the Mishnah, Legabe the Chagavim. You have the same issue when it has to do with cider. If the cider was stored, Goyish cider, if that cider was stored long-term, in a Otzerim, in a Heptek, many change the gears here from Salula back to Safina, which makes sense. Salula is a basket, and the Salula Lechora is the thing that he's got right in front of him. It's the basket that he brought himself to the store. So HaSalula or HaSafina are Mutarim, but if they're Nimka Bekatlusa, there it's Osir, because even though you wouldn't want to mix wine in the cider for storage, but certainly you'd want to give it a special taste if it's going to be sold today. So there ma'arvim bo yai. There's once a time that Rebbe, we know that Rebbe had all of those 17 years. He had tremendous problems with his stomach. Does anybody know whether I could have some cider? I think cider would be good. I could tell you from my father that once my father had a problem with his stomach, they brought him 70-year-old cider, which for sure they would never ruin by putting in wine. And he drank it. The bottom line was, it cured him. I can't believe it. All these years, you could have told me that I might have been able to be cured. But they found a certain guy that was holding 300 barrels. Of course, we know the Gemara says every place it says 300. But he had 300 barrels of cider that was 70 years old. The Shasa Rebbe drank the cider of an Isrape. Omar Baruch HaMokam Shemasaro Lamola Shomrim. This is unbelievable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu works. I mean, some guy, 70 years ago, put this stuff away, and having no idea who was going to be drinking it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets things up. There's a lot of watchmen in the world, and they're the people that are nene from it. People that are meant to be nene. I don't know. I mean, maybe I have to know whether to put the mites in together with the yeah.
What do they call? What are they calling something? Do we call apple?
Probably by the time of Chazal, they were already referring to it. Otherwise, they would call it Esrogim. Mm-hmm. Tosus is ha'ara that in the pasuk when it says tapuchim, it means Esrogim. I think it has to do with the normal.
So they already call the fruit that we're
eating. Yeah, type. I mean, listen, there's hundreds and hundreds of species of that particular kind of thing, but apparently they made it even at that time.
Does that confusion apply also to the argument of Sugya where they're trying to determine what the tree is?
No, the goyim got, that's where they got the idea of an apple.
Uh-huh.
Because it's a rare
tapuchin.
No, we don't have, no. No, it's some computer company, I think, had the confusion. Yeah. But it was a problem because, no, originally, I mean, when he came to the yeshiva that time, Jobs, he wondered, well, should he call it Etro computers? But
I'm going to cut you up there somewhere.
Astonishing. Wow. Wait.
They call it a fig. We call it Adam's apple. They call it go get it.
Well, one of three possibilities.
Right. Okay.
Wow. That's very neat. Wow. In Malay, but the Allah be shvil zah, yak yadai. No, I mean, it's not they call it. The Gogar is the name of the Gemara, but the.
Right.
But to put it together with that, I never put it together. It's beautiful. Wow. Ketina is the Malkum, the Malkum. Ketina is the Gemara. Oh, it's the Malkum, I guess. Vechein litruma. So, my vechein litruma. What does the Mishnah mean, vechein litruma? That's a very, very strange thing to say. What does truma have to do with the Kashash Ravod Azorah? Omer of Sheikh says, no. It means like this. A Kohen who is kosher to be Moker truma, Hashem Chulin. So over there, he also makes a distinction between things that he puts in storage and things that he has in front of him. Not that it has to do with any mixtures or anything like that. It's a portion of the Sfara by him. He's afraid of discovery. So if they find out that he has been marketing Truma, then he's worried that they're going to come and confiscate everything from him. So if he puts it in an Otsar, he's really, I mean, he can lose $1 million. It's like a dime for him. Like this, it's something he's selling then on the spot, because even if they find out, so they'll be kindness to me, they'll take it away from me, big deal. Because I'm going to take a chance on a major kness. So that's the pshat of the earth. Calling is choshed in kor truma l'shem chulin. So it's only the fun of udasa. But anything that he's bringing, minaotzer, yeah, it's much cheaper for him to get truma, and then he can, minaotzer, minaeptek, minaselula, mutter, because you're tutim, you're tut. The reason it's mutter over there is because he's afraid. Sava shame de rabbon. He's afraid that the rabbonim will discover that I'm doing this. Maybe konis me, and if they're going to be mafke the entire otzer, I'm going to be in serious problems. Memela, you can be samech when he sells from the otzer directly. Hadron alach ein ma'amidin. Find on the helik your parents. Shall we start maybe a new? Okay, we're trying to do. We'll do for the next Mishnah so we can get ahead. We don't have the problem of the Daf Yomi tomorrow. It's going to be hard to get people together. Kol Hatzilamim Asurim. Finally, we're getting to something that has to do with actual Avodah Zarah, right? Which is a very important insight into the structure of the Masechta. But hopefully, we'll have a. Oh, fish! Isn't that amazing? The prime symptom of Avodah Zarah nowadays, right? Oh.